It's the Riverman and the Monsters for the first time this year, and it's time for tonight's Coach's Conversation, brought to you by Auto Owners Insurance. Contact your local Auto Owners Insurance representative today. Brendan Burke with Riverman assistant coach Danny Brooks. Following a 2-1 hard-fought win last night against the Hamilton Bulldogs on the road, that was a pretty evenly matched game throughout.
They're an excellent team. I agree with you 100%. It was a very evenly matched game. I thought both goaltenders played extremely well. I thought both teams defended well, and both teams took advantage when the opportunities were presented to score, and we were fortunate enough to put one by Curtis Sanford late in the game on the power play. I thought our penalty kill did an exceptional job last night, especially 5-on-3, keeping Darnay and Pacioretty and Wyman or Fallujah off the board. I thought those guys were exceptional last night.
You come into that game, and it was exactly what it seemed like it would have been on paper with the low scoring. The both goaltenders played extremely well, but it seemed like it took a little while for the guys to get their legs going in the early parts of that game.
I think both teams were feeling each other out a little bit last night. I think when you get two teams that are battling for the conference lead, I don't know if in the game today that if anyone's just going to dive into it. I think it's going to be a little bit of a feeling out process. And I agree, it did take time for guys to get their legs, but the third period, the pace I thought was outstanding. But I think it's just more of a feeling out process of both teams.
A couple of, I don't want to call them new parts of the power play, but TJ Hanzik back in, Nikita Nikitin is also in as well. Seemed like it took a little bit for the power play to get going, but stepped up when you needed him.
Yeah, it just takes some time when you have put new people in there, and it's just time. And they came up big late in the third period, and Graham Mank scored a great goal. Vintage Graham Mank in front of the net, battling, and popped it past Curtis Sanford, and we're very fortunate with a win on the road.
Nice to see Hensick and Mink back together. They seem to work well.
It is. It's obviously we want TJ back up in the NHL as fast as possible, but we're very happy to have him back here in our power play. He's such a creative playmaker. He's got unbelievable puck skills, and he brings a tremendous dynamic to our team.
Penalty kill streak ended after 38 consecutive kills. It's a remarkable number, but it is still a very big part of your game and why this team's been successful.
I think Drake Barahowski's done a really good job with our penalty kill, and he gets those guys to get the most out of them, and I think he does a good job with them coaching them, and we've been very fortunate. I think we've cut down a little bit on the penalties, not much, but a little bit, and I think guys are really believing in what they're doing, and we've gotten good goaltending, which they're obviously your best penalty killers, but I think Drake's done a really good job with the penalty kill, and that's helped us. I mean, your special teams are going to win and lose your hockey games, and last night it won us a game, and our power play scored late, and our penalty kill did an unbelievable job. So I always look at it, if you don't score 5-on-3, Hamilton had a chance with great players to score 5-on-3, and my philosophy has always been that if you don't score 5-on-3, you don't deserve to win the game. And they didn't score, and they didn't win the game. And I really think if their staff's looking back, they got to capitalize on that 5-on-3 opportunity, and our PK did a great job.
It's a tough weekend travel-wise. You come into Lake Erie, a team that struggled out of the gate, but they've seemed to put it together. This is a pretty good team here in Cleveland.
Great speed, good group offensively up front. Have to get to their goaltending and their defensemen. I think that's the weak point of their team, but they're going to want to freewheel and wheel it. If we can get in and put a lot of pressure on their defensemen and really get to the front of the net and make it tough on their defensemen and play down low, I think that'll work to our advantage. That's going to be a key for us tonight.
Tough for the guys to dig in here after the long travel last night and a busy weekend, and they got to do it again tomorrow as well.
It's just part of, as Dave Scatchard said, it's professional hockey, and that's the way it is. It's the grind, and I think our guys are used to it. We got a good veteran bunch and a lot of energy in our youth, and they'll be ready to play tonight.
All right, Danny Brooks, thank you so much. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Brendan. Appreciate it.
When we come back, the starting lineups for the Riverman and the Monsters on 96.5 ESPN, presented by Paradise Hotel Casino.